When I wake up in the morning, when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. Let's just sing that once more to him. Oh, I am blessed. Yes, I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am so blessed. And when I wake up in the morning, and when I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. Hallelujah. I am blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. So many blessings we have. The greatest blessings are the blessings of the Word. Amen. Blessed is he that believes he's come in this message. Amen. Let's sing that song, Word of God, Ever True, Ancient Words, in the key of F. Let's join in with us with some worship. We'll just greet everyone that's streaming in this morning. We miss everyone. It's not the same being without you, but whether two or three are gathered in his name, there the presence of the Lord is. Amen. Amen. Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the word of God impart words of life and words of hope. Give us strength, help us cope. In this world, wherever we roam, the word of God guide us home. O word of God, ever true, is changing me, is changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the word of God impart, and holy words of our faith handed down to this age. Come to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ, and holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. For they resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the word of God impart, and word of God ever true, changing me and changing you. For we have come with open hearts. Oh, let the word, let's sing that song once more. And holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, the word of God and words of life and words of hope. It gives us strength, it helps us cope. In this world, wherever we roam, oh, let the word of God alone. For word of God ever true is changing me, is changing you. For we have come with open hearts. Oh, let the word of God, let's all stand. And holy words of our faith handed down to this age. Came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. And holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the word of God impart. And word of God, ever true, changing me is changing you. For we have come with open hearts. Oh, let the word of God impart. And word of God, ever true, is changing me, is changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the word of God impart. Amen. I tell you, we just become that word as we receive it. Amen. Amen. Are you ready for the word this morning? Give him the total preeminence as we hear it. Kia D, let's sing that. Open the eyes of her heart. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, for I hope to see you. Oh, I want to see you. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, Jesus, I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. Oh, you're shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing. Holy, holy, amen. Holy, so high and lifted up. Oh, you're shining in the light of your glory. So pour out your power and love as we sing. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 you are holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 and I want to see you.
Amen and amen and amen. I want to see him, don't you? Amen. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. We know there's a many outside that are participating, so we just pray that the Lord would bless and everything. We invited all the men to come in today and things and just kind of scatter out and you know, we have a good time in the Lord. And the Lord willing, unless something comes up and changes it, we're planning on having, because next Sunday is Mother's Day, so we're planning on having for the sisters to come next Sunday, you know. And that way it would be the brothers and the sisters and your wife, you, and all like that, your families, you'll be coming together. So then we are going to have to kind of move back a little bit for, you know, the good many coming may have to put some downstairs. All right. So that wouldn't be no problem. We've got the sound systems and everything ready and all, and you won't have to sit in your cars. And we hope that that'll be the starting of the new period of time to where we can come right on back into the church and have our services, but we'll still abide by the point of sitting so far apart, not being crowded. Like I said, if we have to, we'll rotate time about, go down in the basement, some of us, and, you know, the others and things. And we'll try to not being aggravating, but we'll just go right on into the services. But we'll try to abide by what we can of it, keep everything in the right order. Amen. Good to see everybody this morning. And we pray that you just remember Wade in June is over Brother Dutch. There, Wade speaking for Brother Dutch for this today. And pray that the Lord would bless him on the way back home. Remember Brother Luis will be bringing the services this evening, 1 o'clock. So remember that. Keeping in mind. And Terrence has already announced about Sister Johnny. They was concerned about which procedure to follow, so maybe they have figured things out and got it in order and all like that. But we pray the Lord would bless, okay? Any other announcements? We will just announce, you know, Wade will be doing Wednesday night so he can cover on over into, you know, the weekend. All right, if you'd like to turn in your scriptures, turn to Leviticus 23, and we will just read our scriptures and continue our thought, trying to get to a position to understand. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have, that we can come together. For at this time, we can still fellowship together around thy word. And we pray that, Lord, as the days and the times approaches of all of the things coming upon the earth, that you would take care of everything. Be with the people, Lord, the poor old people of the world, of all of these viruses and things, Lord. All of that, just people dying on every hand. And Lord, we ask you to just be with each one and guide each one. Bless the church, the people. Bless the little bride around the world as she endeavors for you. And just have your way with each one of us. We love you. We thank you. As we speak your word, you come and speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just read a few verses here. We'll go, was going to the 17th. Well, what we'll do is we'll just read Leviticus 23:9 and then about 12, then we'll jump over to 17, okay? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye be come into the land. Now, this is when Israel was actually already in participating and coming into Canaan, the land of promise, because Canaan is the type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So the reason I'm saying that away, see, then when you start making these things, you'll see it says first fruits. Well, the first fruits is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So this is entering into the land, and when you're getting coming into the land and things, you do these things, and you'll see that it works out good. See, speaking to the children of Israel and saying to them, when you come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof. Now you don't have to plant, remember? When they entered into Canaan, they didn't have to plant. They gathered that year because it was already... it was a time of the harvest. All right. So then they were ready, and they got to eat of the old corn of the land. And when they did, you remember what happened? The old corn of the land is exactly what this is talking about, the sheaf wave and the different things, you know, the gathering of the fruit, the harvest. And when it does, they were allowed to eat of the old corn of the land. And when they did, the manna ceased. The manna ceased, read your Bible, and as it ceased, see, then it went into the deeper depth of the Word of God, is the best way to say it. Because manna was the type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They're in Canaan's land, this is to happen, and then it's coming forth telling you what to do. And he says, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. Now, when is it going to be? What? It's going to be on the eighth day. It ain't going to be on the Sabbath now. All right? And on the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it, and you shall offer that day when you wave the sheaf, and he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord. Let's just drop over, save time. Verse 17. And you shall bring out of your habitations. Now, this is coming more into is this gathering. This is the sheaf wave. We'll see what that is. But now the people have something to participate. Because the sheaf wave, you're going to find out it's one person. The priest goes out and waves the sheaf. But then it goes into the families or the people, the group, see. Now watch. And you shall bring out of your habitation 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deal. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked bacon with leaven, they are the first fruits unto the Lord. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessings to the word. All right, now what we want to do is this is, it may not sound like it or you think about it, but all of this is coming toward a climax of what I've been speaking on and what has been that point, that the bride of Jesus Christ will be the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ manifested in human flesh in the last days. That's her promise. We'll get to that. We'll get over, if we can, we'll get over into Revelations 1, where it says, one standing in the midst of the seven golden candlestick, like unto the Son of Man, girt about the paps. See, coming into bride form. All right. So we want to try to bring everything over into a bride form, but we got to cover this and get it into the right place of understanding and seeing that the bride then will be the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You say, well, that's just too much. No, that's not too much. That's what the Bible says about us. And that's what I'm doing here, is taking this example of the entering into the promised land. And when they begin, you know, they went into the Canaan, the promised land. And as they did, see, then they didn't have to plant. They went into the time of the harvest, all right? And each person would take, and then it set up a tradition, not a tradition, a commandment from God, that ever, from then on, every year, it would be the same way. So this would be the example as for to Israel to do in their doing here, and then it would set the example for what the next year would be, the next, you know, and would keep on going. All right? So as they're entering into the promised land, then they're to take a sheaf. All right? Now, I'm going to say this the best way I can for you to understand. You're going to have to see that the priest, the high priest, would do this. It was told for him to take that. The priest was to take this and do it. It wasn't 99 priests out there now offering for this or that or the other on the first one. I don't believe. I believe the sheaf wave was the priest waving that one sheaf for the whole land. But now, from then on, every head of the family would have to bring a sheaf. See, because see here, you're not talking about that you planted it and then you're going to go out and you're going to gather it the second year, and from then on, that's what it is. You plant your crop, it grows up. Before you go out and gather it, you take what's called the first fruits, and you go out there and you get a handful of wheat, and you take it into the priest, or, you know, and he would wave it before the Lord, showing that your harvest is fixing to come. All right, so get what I'm talking about. It, for the children of Israel and all that first one, it would take many, many days to go through the waving of the sheaf. So I'm trying to show you that what I think happened was when they entered the land, the high priest gathered, not from every field and all of that, and it's not necessarily because it'd be tying up too much time. But he would go out and he would gather that wheat, that handful, and he would wave that before the Lord, showing what they're to do now the next year. Amen. The next year, you're responsible. You have to go out. You have to get your sheaf. You have to do that. Take it to the priest, and then he waves it. This one, the priest probably went out and took it because it was into the land, because that's what it's saying in the scripture there as we're reading now. It's what? Speaking to the children of the sand, when ye shall enter into the land which I have given to you, ye shall reap the harvest thereof, that ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest, and he shall wait. All right, so it would just be one thing to represent the whole thing. But from then on, it would turn out to be for you. You got to bring it, take it to your priest, and do it, because all of that would tie together. All right. Then it winds up to be this same sheaf that is waved before the Lord. It winds up being two loaves, as we've said in the 17th verse there. It winds up to be two loaves. And we'll get to that in on into the message, because I believe that that's bringing it to the point of bride form. All right. Now that's what I believe. I believe when you come to the two loaves, you're coming to bride form. You got your sheaf, you got your priest, you got your offerings. Now you're coming to the point of the two loaves. And, you know, that way it would, will tie together. But all right. Now that's what we want to talk about. But the main thing of what I want to talk to you about is to make sure you follow the lineup that I've been doing for months and months to talk about the bride of Jesus Christ being the Son of Man. All right. And wind up being the fullness of the Godhead bodily in the bride of Jesus Christ. All right. Now, not in one member, not in one doing. We covered that. The Son of Man wouldn't be one church age. It's all seven church ages. The Son of Man comes forth from there, even though he's under the dispensation back there of Son of God and not manifesting that much, maybe in those days, but he comes into the Son of Man, and you understand, it's coming to the maturity, just like I said about when they entered the land. They were allowed to eat of the old corn of the land, which they didn't plant it. They didn't do anything. They went out and gathered it. Okay. So when they went out and gathered it, see, then they would take that and wave it before the Lord. And then they could eat that. And it would be called the old corn of the land. And when it does, your manna, you read your scripture, your manna that was with the children of Israel down through their journey, eating each day and everything, that manna ceased. You'd say, well, why did it cease? It ceased because it became a stronger maturity. See, they entered the land. You understand? They went into Canaan. They wasn't out here in the wilderness running around playing about. They had entered the land of Canaan. All right. Then they go out and they see the fields ready and they say, what do we do? And the priest says, well, no, wait a minute. And God said, okay, Moses, this is what you do. Take the high priest and let him wave for one. And then we won't stand everybody, because at that time, once they entered the land, they didn't have the land divided. So you wouldn't know what land you're to wave your sheaf and things. But as it went on, they began to divide the land up and set it aside for each group. All right. But that high priest, see, when he waved that sheaf before the Lord, it was the showing of the harvest, or the time was at hand. Now, think about what I'm saying. And if you'll study it, you'll see there's 7 days between this waving of the sheaf, and then you get on over to the barleys and the different things and the loaves. You're going to have to put about 7 days in there. So what you do is you know, maybe you never raised wheat or anything like that as much, or rye or barley or anything. But say you raise cotton or you raise corn. You go out there and you plant your crop, but there's always a certain spot in that garden that comes before all the rest. Some reason for the fertilizing of the ground that has been in the ground or something to be there. There's a certain spot of that garden always matures first. All right. So that's what you're talking about. You go out and you don't just reach around the edge of the field and grab a thing. Here, priest. No. You look around over the whole field and you find a place that here's all everything's running on a good level, especially with wheat. And you just stand and look, and especially you go out west and you stand and look, and man, you can just look for 10 miles and it looks like every stalk is the same size. But you got to remember there are spots in there that was ahead of the others. That's all I want you to get. Because I believe the waving of the sheaf is in representation of the first one to come to maturity. And I wholly, and we'll get to it and back up over it and keep saying it, I believe Brother Branham was the first one in our day to come to maturity. Amen. Now, I believe that. I've always taught that. I've always believed he was the first one to come to maturity. All right? You know, being the prophet, being the bringing the message. And then we'll get on into the message and see that it comes to a point that there's going to be a sheaf waved in the last days. Now, that's what we want to get to in a minute, but I want to make sure you get the background foundation. So you see the situation, you enter into the land's already there, maturity is ready. The high priest, Moses tells him, he goes out and he looks around and he sees a spot that's taller than the other, which has reached maturity quicker, you know, for some reason in the natural, more fertilizer, more sunlight, more whatever, you know, more water, but he goes into there and he takes a handful and he waves that before the Lord. All right. Then they can gather, I think it's 7 days later from the time of his waving. I believe it's correct. Wouldn't matter. But anyhow, there's a time between his gathering of the priests and the waving, and all because it would represent the seven church ages. Right. But here then, now you can go out. And you don't have any land. It's not set aside yet for you to have your piece of property, but everybody can just go out and gather and they can cook it and, you know, whatever they do. And that is the old corn of the land. It's already matured. All right. Your manna ceases because manna, you say, well, yeah, but manna was a type of the word. Does the word cease? No, don't get that in your ideas. The manna became the old corn. Amen. Or which way you'd say it, the old corn become the manna, I guess. I don't know which way you want to say it. But it would wind up being that manna, you know, would cease away because it's coming into maturity of the old corn. Amen. All right? And that old corn shows adoption, stature of perfect man. Shows the things you are in your Christian journey because you've entered the promised land, which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the new birth, and you're offering your sheaf and you're doing the things that you're supposed to be doing. And as it does, it just keeps increasing and you come up to the old corner of the land. Then you can go and just keep on traveling throughout the Word of God. All right. So you follow what I'm talking about. All right. So now that first one to come to maturity, the first part of your field or garden or whatever, the wheat that was there, the first part to come to maturity, that's where the priest would go. And he'd get that handful. And he'd go wave it before the Lord. Now, what's he waving that before the Lord for? Come on. What's he waving it before the Lord for? To show that there's a whole field out there. Amen. Not to just show the well, the Lord has given us this wheat, given us this land. That's a good. That's real good. All of those things are great. But the main thing to me is when he waves that before the Lord, now you can go into the two loaves because you can take that in and cook it.
That's right.
All right. Then you got something to eat.
Amen.
All right. Now you've got the old corn of the land that you're able to eat it and it becomes a part of you. Okay. All right. See, then the point is what? The sheaf is proof that there's coming a field. Keep that in your mind. Now the sheaf itself waving it. See, you can argue about this with the first and that was first. I believe Brother Branham was the first in our day to come to maturity. I agree with that. I believe it, but really the Lord Jesus Christ is the first to come to maturity because you back up back there and come into the ages and the things. But it's getting the point. I believe it. I believe Brother Branham was the first one in our day to come to maturity. But you know what that meant? More was coming. It don't mean, well, Brother Branham, and I don't mean this wrong. People have said it, you know, that, all God was, he poured into Christ and all Christ into Brother Branham and Brother Branham died and took it with him. We ain't got nothing. Now, I don't agree with that. I never have, never cared about that statement. To me, it's derogatory to the entire Bible, slanderous to the Word of God to bring it in that order. But I believe Brother Branham was the first one. Right. But he was waved, showing that others were coming. All right, you want these quotes from Brother Branham? He said, in the days of the prophets. Now, he uses plural. In the days of the prophets. This is this day. Not that you and I are going to be prophets. That ain't got nothing to do with it. It's in the days of the maturity. All right? So that's what it is. See, that sheaf represents the what's coming. It ain't enough to feed the whole people. It means that it's ready. It means you can go to your field now. Like I said, there may be a 7-day period between this day that matches up to that to be just right to where it'll fall correctly on the 8th day. But still, when he waves that sheaf before the Lord to be accepted, it means more's coming.
Amen.
Of the same wheat.
Amen.
All right? See, that's what happened on the day of Pentecost. Go into this arising of the sun. I got about 6 pages in here. I typed off on it, but we won't get to that. But you do it yourself. Go in. It's the rising of the sun. Go in there and study those. Study Masterpiece. Study Seed Not Hour with a Shuck. Bring in all of those messages and begin to read them. And you'll see that it all represents that there's a maturity, yes. Thank God for the maturity of the one that brought the message in the end time. But it's to be in this day to be delivered of a new birth from according to Malachi 4.
Amen.
All right. See, Brother Branham was that one sheaf way, right? Perfect. But it meant there was more to come of the same kind. We don't have to worry about whether it's, you think we're all prophets. Well, why don't you think that we're more than just garbage cans? You know? I mean, like I've always said it like this. If David under the blood of bulls and goats could whoop a lion, a bear, and a giant, and if he'd have needed to, he could have put them all together at one time, whooped all of them. It wouldn't have made no difference. Right? You agree with it? Well, you know what? If he could do that without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, what would it be? He would have just told Saul and them, say, hey, y'all go on back home. I'll take care of this thing myself. And he could have done it under the blood of Jesus Christ.
Right.
But you see what I'm talking about? Now, the first one to come to maturity, sure, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's get the story right now and run it through. The Lord Jesus Christ is the first one that came to maturity. And he had a death, burial, and resurrection and rose up and was waved, Brother Brown said, on the day of Pentecost over the rest. What? Waved to show others were coming. It wasn't going to be just for him. It would be others to come forth of the same form of wheat. All right? And see, bringing it into to doing it, we can enjoy the old corn of the land.
Amen.
I really enjoy reading the Word of God from where I can study it now compared to where I was, 40 years ago or something, trying to understand the message and listening to the things, even back then of trying to understand the prophet in the way he would be talking. And you'd look at things, because I know what this went through. See, everybody preached that wave sheaf. Boy, they preached Brother Branham. Brother Branham's waved over. Brother Branham. Brother Branham. Well, okay. No problem.
That's right.
We got that right. No problem. He's the first one in our day to come to maturity. No problem. But where's the rest of the wheat? Because if he was accepted, and we know, backing up, putting it with Brother Branham and the Lord Jesus, try to understand, the Lord Jesus was accepted for you and I to prove that more wheat was coming. All right? He was the first to come to maturity. He was God himself in human flesh. But he's showing there's more to come. Think about it. See, you think, I just can't see myself in the Word. Why not? I see you in every scripture of the Word. Because Brother Brown said, if you can't see Christ in every verse, He didn't say Jesus now, because that would be fleshly and you get too much. But he said Christ in every verse. He said, go back and read it again. You missed it. See, we can study the Word of God that people have never thought about. We can look at the Ten Commandments and read them. And they got them out here on the road. They got them on the houses, on the barns. They got them on the churches and things. But where have we got it? We can read that Ten Commandments and see Brother Brown said it's the seals. Because the Ten Commandments was God in human flesh produced by what? The prophets brought the word. The word brought the body of Jesus Christ. Brought him into being. All right? And see, we can look back at that and see that. And see those things to see what was promised to come. Well, all right? Now, if he was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Right? And we believe it. Right? We believe the Lord Jesus Christ, fullness of the Godhead bodily. All right? And Brother Brown said, God is not complete without you. So there's got to be some parts of these things put together. And where are we? See? And the prophet said it's to be waved again in the last days from according to Malachi 4, Luke 17:30. What? The Lord Jesus raised up and was waved over the people, showing that he was coming back in a few days. And he was going to fill those people with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now you got your feel. Now you got your what you need. You got the body of Christ. You got the bride of Christ. You got her then to where she can be all of. Now, it's like I said now, I keep making statements because I want you to I don't want you to misunderstand me. Because you see, you can't have the first church age and let it be the Son of Man. You can't have the seventh church age and let it be the Son of Man. Uh-uh. You got seven church ages it takes to build the body of Jesus Christ. Right? The wife, the body. And in doing that, then there is your seed. We'll get to the next one. We're going to pick up the masterpiece and Seed Not Hour with a Shuck and put another message behind this one. But I want you to see it. See, then whatever he was, we are.
Amen. Amen.
Right? And he come, he waved. Goodbye, Brother Brown said. But a few days later, he came back. All right, to fill that bride with the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Making her what he is. Bringing her to that. Maybe not in full maturity back there. No, because it takes those ages to make the maturity.
Right.
Sure, we've got an age. We're in a time. We're over here in this day. But we're not in Laodicea. You say, what? The world's in Laodicea. We're in Goshen.
Amen.
Amen.
There was plenty of people in Egypt, but the little bride was down in Goshen,
right.
The children of Israel.
Right.
There's plenty of religious situations around the world, but there's a little bride.
Right.
That she's going to come to maturity and be, as the prophet said, no leaven among you. Because you got to keep that real close in your scripture, because you got one offering that goes with an unleavened bread. All right, you got another offering that goes with the leaven in the bread. As a matter of fact, this is the one. You say, yeah, but Brother Dale, you can't have no leaven. The Bible says to make it with leaven.
Right.
Then you got to understand what's being done. One of them is a certain way, and the way it's said, you can't have leaven in it, because you can't have no leaven in the bride of Jesus Christ.
Right.
But you can have, now listen to what is the best I can, but in our human flesh, we have leaven.
Yes. Right.
In our spirit realms, we have leaven.
Right.
This keeps messing everything up.
That's right.
You listen out there, leaven, you know what leaven, you've got leaven and unleaven and you don't understand my wordings, then this best thing I can tell you to do is get you a good old dictionary and look it up. You know. Because you see, you don't, in cooking, there's things that's cooked without leaven. The communion bread is cooked without leaven. No leaven in it to make the communion bread. Why? Because that's got that certain. But here, the two loaves. Well, let's read that. Look what it says. And you shall bring out of your habitations two loaves of 2/10 deal, and they shall be of fine flour. They shall be baken with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. Now, the first fruits is the bride of Jesus Christ. We are the first fruits. First fruits of baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, the best way I can say it, to put it in understanding, to keep it right with me, like I said, there is one that's unleavened. That's got that certain meaning to it, that nothing can be added to it. All right? But then you got some that is with leaven in situations that in our natural bodies and spirit realm today, we still have problems. And there's leaven in there. That's why it's so hard for some of them to understand. And one time they said something about that, and I can't find this one, but talking about the two loaves, said Brother Branham said that them Jews couldn't understand them two loaves. Well, I can understand why they can't. I can understand why they can't understand the two loaves. Because it's got unleavened in it. I mean, got leaven added to it. You keep running it with unleavened, without any leaven, and you're okay. But all at once here, you throw in one. Well, I'm honest. I just think it's you and me. This world the leaven is at. We are that part. It's our ideas. No leaven, Brother Run said, among you brings the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. Well, all right, no leaven, no doctrine, no ideas and things. But you know what leaven does? Leaven's got one good compound to it. It makes it rise.
That's right.
Right. You don't want biscuits with no leaven. You got a biscuit, but it ain't too good. But you put a little leaven in there and then make it work. Now, I ain't agreeing to the point of saying that we need our ideas added to it. No, that I want to stay with the other one, but I just got that in the natural of laying aside there, of thinking about. See? That God can come among us and take away that leaven and then we'll be all right. Okay, now, let's get to the thought now. So you got it? First one to come to maturity was the Lord Jesus Christ. He was waved over the people on the day of Pentecost that more was coming. Not to just wave and have it, no, more was coming of the same thing that the priest was waving. There's a whole field full. Coming. And you just think about the children of Israel. Wasn't that something? They ate that manna. They ate the manna until they got where they're tired of it. And God gave them quail and things, you know, and killed a bunch of them because of the ways of doing about it and the different things. But, you know, and here they enter the promised land and they look around and they say, Moses. Look at all this wheat, or barley, or whatever which one it was. You know, you got a technical point between barley and wheat, okay? Because in Ruth, Wade, and it switched from the wheat or everything to the barley, and that barley is used more into baking different things. Okay, now, but listen, see the children of Israel. They say, "Well, Moses, what do we do?" God speaks to Moses and said, this is what you do. He said, you get that high priest and you tell him to go out there and you have him together at one handful. He said, tell him to pick the best place because it's going to represent. Not no stunted growth and, you know, doing like we used to do. I mean, people are human, you know, but we were old country people. We used to raise cotton. All right. And see, in raising cotton, you had what you call cotton allotments. Might not mean a thing to you, but it did to us. You had what's called cotton allotments. In other words, you were only allowed to plant so many acres. Danny, I'm sure, he understands it. Some of you others may have followed it to a little. But you had Tony, he's old enough to remember. But you could plant that field. Well, then they'd come out one time and they'd say, you got 10 acres you can raise. They'd come out sometimes and say, acreage is up this year. We'll give you 12 acres. That was good, you know, because that meant you got two more bales, which meant you got, you know, more money, all right? But then a lot of times they'd come out and they'd say, you got 10 acres, you got to cut down because we're only going to allow you 8 acres. So you got 2 acres. Now, they were sensible enough to do it this way. If you was going to do it with a governmental order, it looked like you'd put the plow in, plow it up, and plant something else, which you could do. You know, you could have done that way. They wouldn't have argued with you. But you know what? The government was sensible enough, and the people was, to where, you know what they'd done? They said, okay, gather all around this one place. If it's bad, leave it. Don't even try to gather it. But they didn't care if you caught a few bowls, you know, and put over from the other side. You understand what I'm saying? They had their reasons for doing, but they had to cut down the allotment. Right. All right? So they didn't go out. They'd tell you, say, you've got 2 acres that's real bad out there. Said, farmer, gather what's around it and leave that. All right, well, what are you getting at? I'm getting that's what the children of Israel. When he told that high priest, he said, go out among them. He was telling him to go out among the best. Get the best. Not get old swiveled up wheat and stuff, you know. Get the best and wave it because it's going to be the best. And if you need to, if it's got some swiveled up things, they had one in here, I remember. I believe it's in right in this writing. That where you didn't gather the corners of your field. Remember what he was talking about the other night? You had the corners. You didn't gather the corners because that was left for the poor. God allowed that to be done. Okay, now let's move on. Okay? See, then the Lord Jesus Christ was the first fruit. All right? Because he was the first one to raise. Showing that the rest was coming, which would be the bride. All right? Now, she falls down. She gets out of way. She's doing things. Maybe that's why that leaven is placed there. I don't know. I don't understand all of that. But I'm just saying, down through the ages, you see the bride going into the ground, coming out, things happening. But you see God still on the scene. That the whole field may not could have been gathered, but they could still get enough to eat. Down through 7 church ages, they had enough to eat and survive as the bride of Christ. All right. But promised in the last days that sheaf would be waved again. All right. If you want it, we got them here. We can read it. If you don't, then, you know, go into it's the rising of the sun. You got the sheaf. You got a maturity. You got a people that's promised. I will restore the years of the cankerworm, palmworm, locust, caterpillar. A promise of Malachi 4, Luke 17:30, the day when the Son of Man. All right. And here you see the prophet starting out. And sure, he winds up being the first fruits of them that slept. Not wrong now. I ain't making him wrong. Because see, we're the first fruits. We're all the first fruits, the bride of Jesus Christ. But yet he was special. I believe he was waved over you and I. I believe the prophet's message, let's put it that way, because it says it in the surrounding. He said the message. I believe the message is what you're talking about, not Brother Branham. It wasn't the waving of Brother Branham. It was the message that he brought. All right. But now if you want to make it Brother Branham, just remember one thing. If you want to make it this or that, I ain't going to argue with you about it. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Where's the ingathering. You see, you're putting on, it's putting yourself in a bad situation and don't know it. By trying to make it some little doctrinal idea to where you could say Brother Branham was this or what. Because I've heard it preached. I've heard it preached. Brother Branham was that sheaf. See? Well, if you want to do it, now where's the rest of the field? You see where you got into the point of the people, they don't know which way to go? Because now you're the one that's trapped. I ain't trapped. I'm standing here with this as straight as can be. I believe Brother Branham was the first one to come to maturity. Right. But I don't believe it was the one, the way we talk about all of those things. But he brought the word of God. He was the one of Malachi 4, Luke 17, 30, Revelation 10, 7. He was bringing the word of God. It's the message that he come to bring. All right? To come to full maturity in our day. And it did. Then it meant more was to come.
Amen.
All right, so if it does that, that's what it meant.
Right.
Now, if you don't have it down here correct or the same as back there, look what you got. You got them back there showing that that's exactly what it was. Here's that sheaf showing the whole field was ready.
Right.
All right? So if Brother Branham was a sheaf wave, wherever how you want to make him, just remember, I'm trying to deal with the next stage. That's the way I've always preached it. I ain't going to argue with you about what you're saying, Brother Brown was this or Brother Brown was that. Thank God for the message he brought.
Amen.
I believe that that's what's being waved right now is Brother Brown's message by the true ministry in the last days to bring it forward.
Amen. That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen. But just remember that sheaf waving, and I get the point I was saying a while ago because I stopped it. The high priest went out and waved on that first original walking into Canaan. But the next year, you had to have your own priest. There had to be a priest for you. Because he had to go out and take the wheat, wave it. Then you could gather. Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to stand in your place. So remember, it's not just leaving one thing or one person. See? I've never looked for to try to prove that something that we are to be like Brother Branham. We're supposed to have this or have that. No. Because that was not for us.
That's right.
It's not for us to be that way. We're not supposed to be all of those things everybody's looking at. But we are supposed to be the children of God. We are supposed to be the offspring of the Almighty. We're supposed to be the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We're supposed to be the sheaf.
Yes.
Sheaf. He's waved over you and I to show we're going to come forth.
Amen.
And I believe it.
Right.
I believe the bride is going to come forth in this last days.
Amen.
See? That's why I preached it the way I did. Why? Because Malachi 4, Luke 17, 30. All of those things. All of those scriptures we've been bringing about. One like unto the Son of Man, Revelation 1, 12 and 13. Who is that? Brother Brown said it was the bride. Girt about the pap, feminish.
Right.
All right. See, back up above there, Revelation 1, don't have time to read it, but if you'll read it, you'll see back up above there, it's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
All right. Then he goes through that part of the standing in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, and he picks right back up and goes straight to the Lord Jesus Christ. And saying, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. See, a lot of people have said, well, that was Brother Brown. No, he's not. Now, you can argue when you get on over the other two times in the book of Revelation. But don't use that first one anyway. Because
right.
You're proving you're out.
Right. Amen.
Because that definitely was the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
In Revelations 1.
Amen.
But where's he at? Where's he made manifest? In his bride. So the bride is what you're looking for. So why can't you believe that the bride could be the fullness of the Godhead bodily?
Amen.
Why can't you believe that the bride of Jesus Christ could be the Son of Man? Because she's God made manifest in another form called his bride.
Amen.
And see, whatever Brother Brown was waved over, thank God we've got the message. The message was waved over us. Now let's get into the message and be able to line up with that and walk in the light of the Word. That's all I've tried to do, is just get you to see one after the other, coming now to bring it to see and read Leviticus and things. Read It's the Rising of the Sun, right? Get into there and read it. What? To be waved again. To be waved again. Remember the scripture there talking about, Jesus talking about, he said, and again, be careful how you're using those words sometimes, because, you know, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is back here now today just like he was in the beginning.
Amen.
Well, I just don't see it. Open your eyes.
Right.
You're alive, ain't you?
That's right.
Right? You're alive, ain't you? You're kicking, ain't you? You're living.
Right.
Why don't you believe that he's here? We just haven't seen. What do you want to see? What does it take? I believe to see, not see to believe. See, that's where I've always had this in mind 40-something years ago. That's the way I've been preaching it. That the Son of Man, and taking it right straight over to this. Because, let's see, I don't say the wrong one, but there's a certain brother here a while back, and we were talking. He said, yeah, I said, I remember the first sermon I heard you preach. Brother Maloney, he's not here. He was one. He's passed on. He said, I said, Brother Maloney, tell me what's the first message you ever preached. He said, old corn. Old corn. He remembered that message all the way down. Another brother did too. Because that's what I was preaching back there in 72, 3, 70s. Coming up. I always loved to study that Old Testament and take it and show it as to what was taking place now. Types and shadows. Pointing to the bride. Listen. Just study the message from that point. Bride being the Word. Is that something impossible? It is if we keep saying it that way. You remember the one I gave you the other day where Brother Brown said, he was talking about the bride, and he said, I challenge you to believe that. He said, and you'll see a worldwide revival. One time he's speaking of Son of Man in there and the bride to be the Son of Man. He said, but we keep rejecting it.
That's right. Yep.
We keep turning it down. But that's my whole point of one thing. See, if there was a sheaf, that meant the field was ready.
Right.
If Brother Branham was the sheaf, the field's ready. Whatever you want to go on that, just remember I'm going to follow right behind and say, where's the field? Because you don't, ain't no need to worry about it. One little handful ain't going to feed no 2.5 million people. Because that's basically about what crossed. I mean, you take one hand and he goes, boy, we're going to have to really pray about this. No. They could turn around and look. And they could pick where they wanted to live, maybe. Maybe that's when Joshua started with it, a different one, you know, or dividing the land. But it was a whole, this field of it. I love to go out west. I love to travel out there and look at, I like, let's see, what is it? What's that big old thing, the moon, the sun, you know, sunflower, okay. Everybody likes to eat them things. If you'll crack them for me, I'll be glad to eat them. Because they just ain't worth it. They ain't, it's too much trouble. Wade, you look at every deer stand, it's just covered. Where he does that. But what I love to see is that whole field. 500 acres. And you just look as far as you can see all the way around you. And there's those sunflower. But you know what they do? You know why sunflowers and things? You can always know where the sun's at. Because that sunflower's going to turn. It's going to face that sun. And you just think, you stand there and look at it and say, if I had time enough to stand here and wait, I could watch them turn. So gradual until you'd never notice it, just would understand what I mean. The reason I said you couldn't stand. But what if you could just sit there and watch that turn? Following the sun. That to me is rejoicing. I mean, that to me is the opening of the word. One like unto the Son of Man. Who is that, Brother Branham? He said it's a bride. The bride. Where does that come from? It comes from that sheaf wave. It comes from all the way back down through there as tops and shadows. And the waving of the sheaf. If you don't get nothing out of the message, get one thing. If you can talk about a sheaf or even think about a sheaf, just remember, it means there's a whole field full somewhere. And it ain't no that you've got the wheat and the other guy's got the onions and the garlic. No, that ain't that. It's got to be the same thing. Sheaf wave. Right? Think about it. The waving of the sheaf, to be waved again in the last days. Waved over the people, the message of the hour to be waved. And I'm just paraphrasing it right down the line from It's Rising of the Sun. Sheaf wave, showing that the maturity's already there. Must be a coming forth of a harvest. Everything's getting ready. Well, we've been 50 years, Brother Dale. Since the going of the prophet. So what? You've had something to eat, hadn't you? You had a message to feed on, didn't you? But that's where the problem with the people. See, they forgot the message. I'm wanting to find out about the wheat. I find out about the wheat. I find about the sheaf. I find about the bride. Because whatever's in that sheaf is representing something out there that's coming. Why can't we believe it that way? It's a fulfilling of the scriptures. The bride being the Son of Man, the Word alive in the age that you're living. But it has to be the Word coming down through all seven church ages. But it will come forth in the last part. Why? Because Brother Branham was not, I mentioned this the other day, Brother Branham was not the messenger to Lady Osea. You cannot run it that way. Brother Branham is the messenger to the last days to take us into the change according to Leviticus 25:8. On down to verse 10. But you see, that's where people can't even get to. They can't even keep straight. You look at the pyramid. Look at it. How many do you have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. That's 7. And we're still in Laodicea. See, there's 8 manifestations of God. I've preached this in the late 60s, early 70s. There is 8 manifestations of God, but only 7 church ages. With 7 men, Brother Branham was a double compoundist messenger, Malachi 4, Luke 17, they're going to do 2 things. 1, turn the hearts of the children back to faith of God. 2, bring the message. Brother Branham was compound. Yes, he come down through Laodicea. But all he was doing in Laodicea was rebuking and bringing the message of restoration. Then his message began with the seals opening. And that makes him the 8th messenger. 8 manifestations of God in 7 church ages. You don't even look at the pyramid and count. See, this message in this day is to bring the church back to the original Word of God. Brother Branham spent 30-something years, he said, preaching on the stature of a perfect man. That's what he said. He said 30-something years doing that, trying to get the people to see. Stature of a perfect man was preached before the seals ever started.
Right?
That's 62. Seals are 63. But you see, this man in this end time had a multiple manifestation of things that was to be made done in his time. Return the hearts of the children back to the fathers. Bring the seals. There'll be these divinely revealed mystery truths that literally turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of the fathers. Why can't we believe it? I just can't, because see, you're not looking at it in the right order. See, I'm looking at the fullness of the Godhead bodily in a bride. I'm not looking for the fullness of the Godhead bodily to have been in Brother Branham. It was never meant to be. Now, the Lord Jesus was God himself. He was the Son of Man. Remember how we brought it to the day? Brother Branham was a Son of Man. None of us by ourselves can be the Son of Man. No people, I don't care who they are or what they say, Brother Branham couldn't be it. None of us can't be the Son of Man. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of Man. But you put that, the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the bride form and you got the first fruits of the book of Revelations.
Amen. That's right. Yes, sir.
You got the part that has to be maturity come forth. And you got it where that it can be a sheaf waved. You just think about it. That little old man walk out there, I'd have loved to have been there to have heard him, but you know, it was just people are just amazed at him saying things. He'd just say good morning and it just melt you, they said. Well, that's great. That was right. Because he was bringing forth his part he had to be. But now what are we going to be? You say, yeah, but you can't expect us to be. No, I don't expect us to be like him that way. I expect us to be what we're supposed to be. It's not meant for me to be like him. I'm not meant to be that. He was that. I'm just a little old pastor of a church. But I believe the bride of Jesus Christ. No leaven among her. Get rid of our ideas. Will be the fullness of the Godhead bodily. She'll be the sheaf wave. You know what comes from that. The sheaf was waved, showing there would be something coming. It is the bride of Christ. The next we'll pick up on Masterpiece and go through Luther, Wesley, and Pentecost and come to a statement that Brother Branham made in there that's outstanding. He said, Mary was not the seed. What? He said she represented the shuck. Okay. We got him right. Now, where is the seed? If Mary was not the seed, she represented the shuck, where's the seed? Just remember, whatever you come up with has got to be God in human flesh. And you better go in there and study the message in the earlies, you know, and see how much Brother Branham bragged on Mary as being, Azusa Street as being Mary. And Mary coming through in that time. Then all at once he lays a lump on us. And he says, Mary was not that seed. He said she was a carrier. Then who's the seed? Well, he is. Okay, now we're right back where we started. He's the sheaf. He's the way. He's all of those things. He's the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And put him in bride, what you got? A field full of wheat. Ready to be gathered. Come on, musician. Think on these things. Just trying to make little statements to where you'll understand. To see what I've been preaching for all these years. That the bride of Jesus Christ is the Son of Man. And then bring it right back down and put it in the Bible. Bring it right through the Bible and put it out in the end time. That's what your prophet taught. Have I told you something that he didn't teach? Tell me. If you do, tell me. I mean, come to me. You're responsible to come to me if I'm telling you something that he didn't teach. Now, I make human mistakes, errors and things and speech. Don't worry about that. We'll cover that. Because we're all humans, but so do you. So, you know, we all got that problem. It's one of those inherited old age things. With gray hair comes less mind. Evidently, that's what happens. The drying up of the white hair coming pulls the hair, pulls it up some way. I don't know what it does to it. And Brother Kern, you quit laughing because he don't even have none to start with. So that's a lot to do with it. Amen. Let's stand together and just think about it. Think on these things. Wave sheaf. But to be waved again, Brother Run said, according to Malachi 4. Now, listen to one thing as I'll say it. Is it true that Brother Random covering one time, and he covered it like this? See, you've got the Old Testament Israel. God came to Israel, right? Came to his own received him not. All right? He went to the Samaritans, which was half Jew and half Gentile. But he never went to the Gentiles. Are you listening now? Because this is where we can go on for hours. He never went to the Gentiles, right? He told his disciples, don't go to the Gentiles. Now, he took one time and stopped by there, or twice. But he dwelt with them a little. But yet it wasn't time for that. It wasn't time for the Gentiles to come in. See, that was to be in the end time. Do you understand? He returned back, not in the church age or anything, because those were part, but in the last days, you got the sign of the Son of Man. Right? Come on, you. How much do you want a brother around him? You got the sign of the Son of Man to come in this end time to showing what was taking place. You have to have a messenger of that, the word that was coming forth. But you understand what it is? Now it's when he's coming to the Gentiles. He's been doing that for over 50 years. And that's just starting from where the prophet left us, ain't it? At 50 back there before then almost. 60, 70, 80 years that he's been appearing to the Gentiles as the Son of Man. Waving the sheaf. Showing there would be more wheat come. And the bride's got to come forth. Or either we're going to tear up the Bible and throw it away. Brother Brown said it on this rising sun. He said, why polish the hubs? He's talking about dynamics and mechanics. He said, why polish the hubs when the car won't run? That's paraphrasing what he said. But it's, why polish it? If you ain't got no dynamics. Then he says in the, I'll get it, it's probably a masterpiece, but he said, The dynamics is a refueling of the Holy Ghost. That's your dynamics, is a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Think on these things. What we got, brother?
This is the evening time. It's greater than you think. Oh, the bride is prepared.
Just remember now, Brother Luis, we'll be bringing the message this afternoon. Pray the Lord would bless.
To me. And all things are ready now. The combined I hear. For he that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. This is the evening time. It's
taking it all the way back into the Old Testament and taking typing shadows and seeing everything.
The bride is preparing now.
Everything's pointing right down here to the end time.
To me.
Seeing that little bride across.
And all things are ready now.
I said, read masterpiece or listen to the message. See not air with a shut.
For he that has an ear to
and listen to the word of God. Outstanding statements when he said the seed shall not be air with a shut. And I thought, well, I'd have turned that around the other way. The shut won't be air with a seed is what I'd have put the title. Then I got to think about it one day. If I'd put it that way, I'd be wrong.
God is preparing now for her.
A shuck can't be in the rapture.
All things
it's not for the shuck. It's for the seed.
The bridegroom I
so he was right. Seed shall not be heir with a shuck. Shuck's going to the tribulation.
He that has an ear to hear.
Right.
For the
bride's going in the rapture.
Yes,
you're dismissed. Just think of pray for Brother Luis for the evening. Father, we thank you and we just ask you to guide us and keep us. Lord, as we go eat a natural meal and bring us back together in you, forgive our sins. I pray that what we've said, Lord, has been worthy. And I know we didn't get none of our notes or anything, Lord, because we're just trying to speak from what we have in our hearts and mind upon you. We love you and we thank you. Guide us now in Jesus' name. You're dismissed.
Oh, he that has an ear to hear, for he